All right, my friends, this is Dr. Yo and KUSF, and we're going to start our spotlight now on the greatest band of all time, Chrome. And I have in the studio with me two members of Chrome and the official Chrome archivist. Let's see, we've got Buzz Deadwax. Buzz, are you there? Nope, not there. All right, how about Aleph? Are you there?
I think I'm here.
Yeah, Aleph's there.
See.
And how about Joe?
I'm here.
Great, all right. So I don't know what the deal is with Buzz's mic, but maybe you can share with somebody. Yeah. Longtime listeners know we sometimes have issues in Studio B.
I'm here.
Yeah, Buzz is here. Buzz is the
for Buzz.
Current guitarist for Chrome. Aleph is the current drummer. Am I pronouncing your name right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You got it.
And Joe is the archivist. Am I correct?
Of sorts.
Of sorts. And the webmaster for the Static White Sound.
Yeah, that's kind of where it all started. Longtime collector.
Right on. And so you're going to play for us some stuff that no one has ever heard before in the history of the universe?
No, maybe five or six people have heard it before.
Okay. Well, that's close enough for me. So should we play some Half Machine Lip moves to start out with? All right. This is Mondo Anthem. We'll be right back. right. That was from the first Chrome album, The Visitation, Sun Control. All right, guys, you want to talk a little bit about the history of the band?
Yeah, that track to me, this is Buzz talking, that track to me was like, sounded like the first song that sounded like what Chrome turned into later. That's not Helios Creed playing guitar, even though it sort of sounds like it. And it's not Damon singing. I forget who it was singing. But it was the band that Damon put together, I think starting in college, right? Art school or some dang thing. There's a lot of mystery about Chrome that isn't really known exactly. But I heard that song after hearing a lot of the newer stuff and thought, whoa, that's got to be Helios, man. Then we met Helios and he's like, oh, no, I hadn't even tried out yet.
Yeah, it doesn't have any credit information on The Visitation for who sang or anything. Yeah.
I don't think anybody wants to be associated with it.
It's not that bad. So, yeah, it's like 1977, right? San Francisco.
Yeah, yeah. Was it before?
76.
76-ish?
Yeah, so it was like very early.
Can't hear you.
Oh, I'm mumbling. That's why.
Don't mumble. You're on the radio.
Hi. Yeah, I think that was released in like 74 or something.
No,
look, it's got to be on there somewhere, isn't it?
No, it doesn't got to be on there somewhere.
It gotta.
It's not gotta.
I believe the record was released in 76, but it may have been recorded earlier than that.
Oh, it does say on here, recorded and produced by Damon Edge, 1976. But hey, you never know about this.
All right.
Whatever. So you guys got anything else to say before we play the next record?
Yes, in the background, you're listening to, what is this that's in the background?
It's Read Only Memory.
Yeah, it's a 47-odd minute instrumental track that's good for background talking music.
Yes.
Right on. And next up, we've got what? We've got From Blood on the Moon?
Yeah, this is their later stuff that they recorded with the Haynes brothers from Pearl Harbor and the Explosion.
Okay, and this is called Perfumed Metal.
Yeah, rock.
from the album Red Exposure, that's New Age. Joe, did you want to talk a little bit about this?
Yeah, I'll just toot my own horn. And those were the first two Chrome tracks I had ever heard, which totally got me into them. New Age was they actually made a video for, which was shown on a weird, obscure San Francisco show called Video West Backstage Pass. And I saw that late at night, and I was all, man, that's a trippy band. And I made a mental note of them, and I was telling my friend Craig Wagner, I saw this cool band called Chrome, and he was all like, oh, I've got their new album. And he puts on and he plays Perfumed Metal for me, and that just totally cemented it in for me. And I, from that point on, I just was tracking down absolutely everything I could find of theirs.
Yeah, that video was for sale for years on a extended Target videotape, right?
Yeah.
With sharing it with Bauhaus, that was used to be available, I think, in Naked Eye Video on Hate Street, and you could get it online. I don't think you can get it anymore. People sell. I see it on eBay every once in a while. But it's got two videos. It's got that and Meet You in the Subway.
Cool. So now we're going to hear ST37. You wanted to do a giveaway, Buzz?
Yeah, we have a giveaway with a single that was recorded by three of the members of Chrome, myself, Aleph, and Rodney.
Rodney Dangerous.
Rodney Dangerous. A band that we were in prior to joining Chrome called Smarter. And the question you have to answer to get this highly collectible and valuable single on printed on real vinyl, kids, is what is ST37? Where did they get the name?
And the number to call is 751-KUSF.
Just hanging around. That I know I want you.
classic Chrome from Half Machine Lip Moves. We heard two tracks. You've Been Duplicated. Before that, Abstract Nympho. And prior to that, from Alien Soundtracks, ST-37. You guys want to talk a little bit about the history of the band? And
yeah, sure. Well, first, a shout out to our winner who correctly identified that ST-37 was the name of a cough medicine. not that that cough medicine was used for anything besides properly curing coughs. But that was it. So shout out to Andrew Mullen, who I believe is in a band called Subzone that Helios recorded and produced or something up at his Half Machine studios up in Guerneville when he was up there many years ago. But yeah, the history, as it's been vaguely put together by numerous sources, Damon started the band as a wee lad, teenage years, I guess. But Damon was a good deal older than Helios, if I remember right. He was in his 20s or something when he started the band, do you remember?
Sure.
That sounds good.
Yeah, it's all good.
College days, I believe. Got a bunch of equipment, a bunch of stuff, and truly wanted to be a rock and roll star. Really wanted to sell the band, not just be an underground band. And then after recording the first record, Helios heard that they were looking for a guitar player, and I think his girlfriend at the time pushed him to try out. And the story, as H told it to us, was that he showed up for the audition dressed in a pirate outfit.
Nice.
With the full hout, with the feathers and the whole deal. And I believe there's some photographs on some website of him in a Helios Creed tour in that same or very similar outfit. Damon was agoraphobic. He was horrified of going outside.
Did you ever meet him?
No. He died before before I joined the band. And Tommy met him.
Tommy met him.
He died in 95, right?
Yeah, he died in 95. And he kind of held the band back, even though he was definitely, you know, between him and Helios were the real creative geniuses behind the band. His not willing to tour and his not wanting to do anything except record and try to sell the records to people without showing his face at all just was not going to happen, especially not in the, you know, 70s and 80s as video and live touring was, you know, the thing to do at the time. If they were to do it again now, who knows?
Well, definitely he was a studio genius. There's no question of that.
Yeah.
I mean, all this tape manipulation and all of that insane sound effects and weird warbling alien noises from hell. Doesn't get any better than that.
And they did all of that on analog equipment, lots of wires, lots of tape, lots of time.
Yeah,
at
the time.
At the studios that they did. I think Damon came from some money or something and had something in his wallet to be able to pay for all this stuff. But I know that they had been booked like whole weekends there to just get in there and bang on gong.
Now, they went to Different Fur or here in SF? Or,
no,
you know, what
they were
studios
here in SF.
Were?
It wasn't Different Fur. It was.
They did a lot of the recording at Mobius Studios, which actually still exists and is an operating studio down in the Mission area. I believe they also were at Hyde Street Studios for the first few albums.
Yeah, there's actually on the Alien Soundtracks record on the CD release and on the vinyl, there's a picture of their setup at one of the studios. And, you know, you can't really see all the equipment that everybody asks about. You know, what did they play through? What did they use? And that's a hard question to answer. We've got some of this stuff is listed on the Chrome website, which we should probably give out right now.
Yeah, if you want to know about Chrome, there's a lot of info and a substantial discography at www.staticwhitesound.com/chrome. That's Static White Sound, all one word. Obviously no spaces in it are allowed.
Or question marks or backslashes, colon.
Cool. All right, so more music now, right?
Yeah.
All right, it's Firebomb.
Like a classic car, a firebomb. got your father worried, your mother uptight. In a fire moon winter, she is my love. Not a flaw, not a mess, you're well on top. Like a classic car, a fireball. Flame, you're a fireball. The way you blow out my brain, you're a fireball. Not a flaw, not a mess, you're way on top. Like a classic car, a fireball.
Oh,
two more from Chrome from the album Third from the Sun. That was Third from the Sun, and before that, Firebomb. You're with Dr. Yo here on KUSF during the Chrome Spotlight. I got a little bit of a PSA to read for you here, and then we're going to hear from our members of Chrome in just a moment. The Expo for the Artist Musician will celebrate its fifth anniversary on Sunday, May 2nd, from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Cell Space in San Francisco's historic Mission District. The Expo is not a career or business convention, but rather a unique connection fair for the general public and the whole arts community. The Expo features 90-plus arts organizations, service groups, galleries, studios, schools, and nonprofit groups. Attendees can browse the tables, meet the community, and make professional, cultural, and personal connections of all sorts. The new workshop series features classes in grant writing, burlesque, painting, dance, theater, improvisation, the music industry, and much more. The Expo also features an all-day portfolio review for artists and a CD critique service for musicians. That's the Expo for the Artist and Musician on Sunday, May 2nd, from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. For further information, call 415-419-2406 or visit www.artsandmedia.net. And with that out of the way, I'm going to turn the mics over to our friends Buzz, Aleph, and Joe in the Studio B here in KUSF. You're on, guys.
Tell them about what we're hearing in the background, Mr. Colley.
This is a read-only memory, and gosh, it sounds like it's been directly lifted from Public Image Limited's Death Disco. But hey, maybe that's just me.
But of course, it wouldn't be, because they would have had to pay, I'm sure, royalties for that, and we know that Chrome wouldn't do anything illegal.
No, never.
Oh, no, which is why you shouldn't listen to this backwards.
Never do anything illegal or take anything illegal.
Absolutely not. Continuing right along with the history that we started out, Joe's got on the website kind of a division of sections of eras of Chrome that has the different people who played in it and how the band progressed after the Damon Edge, Helios Creed split up. Damon kept the name legally after the split. Helios, when he first started the Helios Creed band, played a lot of Chrome songs. I remember here when he played in the city with the original lineup, put out the record X-Rated Fairy Tales, which is a rockin' record. He played a lot of Chrome stuff because he didn't have any other material for the most part. And Damon went on with the name and moved out to Europe right away, right?
I don't know quite how soon it was, but yeah, he did move to France.
Europe, moved to France, kept the Chrome name, put out some records that obviously lost the flair that it had. Although, you know, to give props to the people who like that stuff, it's still out there. There's a lot of people on the Chrome Yahoo group who argue vehemently about how wonderful
that, that is. The sticking point, right? That's where the people divide into two camps.
Kinda,
right?
Yeah.
Our camp and everybody else's.
Yeah.
what year was the split? Do you know?
83, something like that. Yeah, very very early 80s, yeah. And from what Helios told us, it was a big violent argument between the two of them, with throwing furniture and all kinds of terrible stuff. And Helios really, really wanted to tour and knew that that's what the band had to do to really be a band, and I believe he was right. And Damon absolutely did not, and wanted to concentrate on selling the music as recorded to labels, and that was the end of that.
Factoring the entire history of that band, they only managed to perform two live shows, one in San Francisco and
1981.
Yeah, and the other in Italy. I don't know how they managed to sedate Damon and get him on a plane, but somehow they managed to do that.
They were offered a lot of money by a pretty large fan base in Italy, from what I knew of, that offered to pay for the whole kit and caboodle. And there's two different versions, I think, of the same recording that were put out differently. One's called the Lion Concert, and one's on the backside of something else that says Live in Italy. And the recording quality is really, really poor. It sounds like it was in the back of a huge auditorium, but it's got a lot of energy in it. It really sounds, around the time of the Blood on the Moon record was released. It's got a lot of energy, and it sounds really cool if you're really into the band, but it's not terribly listenable besides that.
It's not essential material.
No, it's just for collectors only.
For hardcore freaks like us, right? Yeah. All right, anything else you want to say before we launch into the next track here?
Play some more, we'll yak later. If you got a question, give us a call.
It's 751 KUSF, and next up from Red Exposure, this is Electric Chair. Wow. From the 1997 Chrome comeback, Tidal Forces, the album track we heard is called Fudge Bunny. the day. You're with Dr. Yo in the Chrome Spotlight on KUSF. We're going to hear some more fun stories from members of the band after this brief announcement.